Get Out.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the theater was white, you know, like majority of the theater was white.
Mm-hmm.
And when, you know, the part when the guy, the black guy got free, like he tricked the son, and he got out of the chair and he killed the father. I wanted to like jump out of my seat and cheer and clap and everything. And you know, I couldn't, because the whole theater was silent. And that's when I thought to myself, wait a second. You did not have any compassion for this guy the whole time? When this guy was kidnapped, he was kidnapped and put on drugs or whatever and stuck in a chair, mm-hmm. and all that, and he got free, and you don't cheer for the guy getting free?
Yeah.
I said, what kind of a matrix shit are we in? If
exactly.
You guys can't even cheer for
it. That's exactly it. Thank you. Now you're getting
somebody on a screen.
Exactly. Now you're getting it. At some point, you
I noticed those things. I noticed them, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
You're not happy for the guy? The guy got free. The guy got out. They were going to take his brain out.
It's not about their freedom. They've decided that their freedom is going to come through cultivating your energy. That's their freedom. They're getting a free ride.
So why go and sit and watch a movie like that?
Why? For entertainment's sake and out of curiosity, not because they're compassionate about black people. If they were compassionate about black people, they'd be outside of theaters doing some shit to help black people. You know what I'm saying?
I thought it was hilarious. I said, wow.
Yeah, the thing is, it's like, you know, when you have a loving, compassionate heart, it's hard sometimes to understand the cold, calculated nature of certain people. You know what I'm saying?
It's hard. It's very hard, because you're thinking
how
many movies, look how many movies we watch of them getting attacked and getting out of situations, and we're cheering, we're rooting for them. And when the one black guy gets out of a crazy situation, they can't even cheer. You could hear a pin drop in that theater. I said, wow.
You know, they're thinking, oh, so this is what it's like to be black? Oh, man, they actually have emotions? Oh, man, they actually feel? Oh, does that mean we were wrong? You know, during the Reagan administration, were we voted Reagan in? Were we wrong during the Klan? Were we wrong during slavery? Were we wrong during, you know, like,
It's too late.
That's the point. They're dead, you know? They're just like, you know, so again, this is an illusion. This is a matrix, you know? So what they are a program. They have a purpose. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Stop looking at them, look at them as if they're programs, right? They're under, they're, you know, that's pretty much it, you know? That's, you know, that's, you see that, and you see it like that, and you understand their purpose, then you stop getting so fucking emotional and so attached to them, and stop caring about what they're thinking about. For me, my energy is such that when I walk into a room of white people, they have to prove to me, that they're even fucking worthy. They're even worthy to have my fucking attention. Does it make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because they have to prove to me that they're not a fucking pathetic, coward, racist, fucking bigot bitch. That's what they have to prove to me. I don't have to prove shit to them. Just by me being a black survivor of their fucking white supremacist world, that should be enough. That's pretty much it. I'm in control. Fuck that. You prove to me. I'm the fucking alpha. I dictate your future, not the other way around. You know, when you begin to understand that, you'll have no problem.
Hmm.